International Press Roundtable, and we had our usual panelists, Yukari Miyamai, Joe Yuhas, Ibrahim Kazrouni, and Doug Vaughn. And if you want to comment on this evening's program or any program here, you can always call the comment line at 303-447-9911. And if you missed any portion of this evening's program, you can go to the KGNU website, kgnu.org, to hear past programs. And as I mentioned, you've been listening to the International Press Roundtable, the monthly special edition of Hemispheres. I've been your host, Jim Nelson. Thanks for tuning in this evening, and tune in again next week for another edition of Hemispheres. So coming up next, we'll have Cabaret. The time is 7:01. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver. It's time now for the Cabaret program.
And live from the music studio here in KGNU, it's the Cabaret Show, where we bring you great musicians from up and down and even diagonally along the Front Range. With us tonight is Carrie Miner and Ray Smith of the Strange Birds.
Hey, everybody. Strange Birds with you.
Howdy, y'all.
Thanks for coming out tonight. We got another song. Well, actually, that was from our Migration album. This next song is from our latest album, entitled Devils and Desires. This song is called Howl at the Moon.
The wind is blowing, the leaves are changing,
The harvest moon is coming round again. And I don't know why it makes me feel this way, but all I know is I've got to find my way and race with the wind and howl at the moon and dream my dream too. I've got it all, I always say. I envy no man at the end of the day, because of you I feel alright in my space. Because of you, will you always kiss my face and race with the wind and howl at the moon and dream our dreams. Thanks so much. So this next song is the title cut from the album. We made the album so quick that we were thinking maybe this wasn't a good title cut. We have other songs we thought might fit it better now. but we did it quick because we like to do it that way. Get it done while it's fresh and while you're thinking about it. And the material was newer.
And the new album, by the way, is called Devils and Desires. And this is a song I wrote. I lost my dad right before we started recording this album. And I wrote this song in his memory. He was a great man, and his name was Ray Tomlinson. And he just was a pretty awesome guy. He started all kinds of organizations in Madison, Wisconsin. He started the YMCA there, Montessori, Urban Renewal, Madison Area Ski Club, Rotary Club, and was a full-time lawyer and raised four kids, you know, and also was a major awesome skier, which is where I got the disease from, you know, the curse of skiing, and which I love. But this is for Ray, and it's called Missing You. Thank you.
watch him float, dance around the room. These memories are what keep me strong since that night, bittersweet so long.
Chat a little bit?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
What a lovely tribute to your father.
Thank
That's
you
great.
So much.
It sounds like we could just go on for the whole hour talking about
Probably
it.
Probably could, yeah.
No doubt.
So we've got Carrie Miner and Ray Smith of the Strange Birds with us. You guys are Boulder folks, right?
We actually live above Boulder in Valensville, Colorado. Oh. It's where we have our music studio. And we're kind of in the middle of nowhere up there.
All right. Well, welcome to Cabaret.
With easy access to town, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I live in Boulder for, 20-something years, and then 3 years ago moved up to the mountains with Ray. So now I'm a mountain mama.
And how long have you two been together as Strange Birds?
As Strange Birds since 2011.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then before that, we did each did our own recordings, and then we did one together before we officially became Strange Birds.
We just found it was easier to have a name than have two full first names and last names. And
well, our first name actually was Sleight of Hand, and we did a show in Salida, and everybody came and thought it was a magic show, so we realized it's a really bad name.
Oh, I like that. That's great.
Finding the right name is essential, too.
Yeah.
So I was one of the things that caught my eye here is that Ray wrote the score for Muscle Shoals documentary.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And if you haven't seen that yet, that's a fantastic documentary.
Yeah, it's
a
fine film, my stuff aside, but just really great story.
Well, that stuff's really great, too.
Oh, no, that's really neat.
Julia.
I just assumed it was taken from people from Muscle Shoals, and it was you.
Well, a little bit of it was Spooner Oldham did a little bit of that, but the bulk of it, about 40 minutes of music, is me playing Hammond and Slide, Dobro, and you know, regular electric guitar and acoustic and just whatever I could pick up and try to make some vibes with, you know.
Right. No, that's fantastic.
And then Johnny Depp has optioned it for a TV series with his production company, so.
So I get to meet him now.
I'm hoping to get a little piece of that, but we'll see what happens.
Oh, that'd be great.
And I'll get to meet him. Did I mention? No.
And Planet Bluegrass, what's your connection with that?
Well, we met there back in 1999, 2000, and Carrie has been a finalist for the songwriting competition probably, what, 6 times? And then I've gotten a couple of honorable mentions, one from this album and one from our last album. So, and we feel like, you know, Folks Fest particularly is kind of home for us.
Yeah.
And,
it's great.
We just love it. We were there this past weekend.
Now we're attending all the Folk Alliances conferences across the country. So we're just meeting everybody in the folk world. It's been great. Our youngest left for college 3 years ago, and we kind of hit the road starting about 3 years ago. So we do a East Coast tour, Midwest tour, and then we go to Austin every fall. And it's been great.
And, of course, we play a lot locally.
Yes, we do.
I was just going to get to that. Coming up, Rock and Rails,
yeah,
Thursday.
We're gonna open for Mojo Mama on Thursday night down in Niwot.
Bring your dancing shoes.
All right. Yeah. And then you go to Upslope Brewery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Rosalie's Pizzeria in Longmont.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then sandwiched in after that, you're going to Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
what's
a little bit of working down there.
Yeah. We attend the Southwest Regional Folk Alliance. And it's kind of like speed dating. So you get you get all these little shows, and all the venue buyers come, and people in
you
film,
play in hotel
radio.
Rooms for people with clipboards, basically.
Yeah, you got like three songs.
Very dry, no mics. You know,
what?
I also
got 20 minutes, and that's
but
it.
Yeah. We've been building tours off that, and that's been really nice.
Well, I also noticed that you guys do in-house concerts too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that must be so nice to so
house
nice.
House concerts are the best. Yeah,
they
nice
are.
And in.
We get to talk about our songs and.
And you get to hear them acoustically, and
yeah,
and
like I have the pleasure right now of being able to hear you guys. This
right.
is fantastic.
Yeah, you kind of get to tell the story of them, and it's just fun. You meet all these
more
great
intimate.
People.
Yeah. Very intimate. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
well, we can come back a little bit later and chat some more about your album that you've just released. And the songs tonight, you played the first song was not from this album, but the
that
next...
It was from our last album, Migration.
Okay.
And then the other two were from the new album, Devils and Desires.
Okay, so...
And this is the...
It'll be mostly about that tonight.
Yeah, this is the title cut from this album.
Right. And if you want any info on us, too, we're on online, strangebirds.com with a Y, like the 60s birds, and we're
word.
Facebook too. Please like us on Facebook. We're working up towards two million likes. I think 500 at a time. We're on the first 500 right now, so it's a little ways off.
All right. Well, we'll talk about the new album when you come back.
All right. Thank
Got
you,
it,
Steve.
Dude. All right.
It's a pleasure to be here, by the way, and thanks to you guys in the sound booth over there.
Yeah, it takes a village. Small village, but a village.
What makes us do the things we do? 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 Good and bad, right and wrong. It seems to me that we ain't really free from the devils and desires in our souls. Every time I quit my bad habits, they keep coming round for more. When I get to that setting sun, just wanna have some fun, I can hear them bones knocking at my door. Yeah, the devil, he's the one to take you out for some fun. Desire makes you want what you can't have. While I desire to be free from the chains you can't see, it's the devils and desires in our souls.
Oh, don't get down.
devil, he's the one. Take you out for some fun. Desire makes you want what you can't have. While I desire to be free from the chains you can't see, it's the devils and desires in our souls. What makes us do the things we do? Good and bad, right and wrong. It seems to me that we ain't really free from the devils and desires in our souls. Yeah, it's them devils and desires in our souls. What makes us do the things we do? What makes us do the things we do? Do the things we do. What makes us do the things we do?
Devils and Desires. There you go.
So this little song, lately in our last two albums, I've been really getting into writing ballads, reading about history, and then taking what I read and building it into a song. I read a book called Orphan Train and got intrigued by the story and did some research and then wrote the song kind of from the perspective of a young girl. Orphan trains happened in the late 20s and early 30s, and they literally took over 200,000 kids out of the East Coast and inner city of New York to families and farms in the Midwest and the West Coast, basically to strangers, because their parents couldn't afford to keep them at that time, or because they were kind of orphans on the streets of New York. And it was a man who was a pastor, young pastor, part of a church, who put this all together and organized this. So this song's called Orphan Train.
Sarah Jane. When I was 5 years old, they put me on this train. They tore me from my mother's arms and sent me west to live on some stranger's farm. Oh, orphan train, going down the track. Orphan train, ain't never coming back. Woo-hoo. To the little towns, and folks would come and look us up and down. They always took the babies first, and pretty girls always had it worse. So orphan train, going down the track. Orphan train, ain't never coming back. Thank you. And now I'm old and all alone. Most nights I dream that I'll still make it home. And then I hear my mother's voice. Sarah Jane, I didn't have a choice. Oh, orphan train, going down the track. Orphan train, ain't never coming back. Orphan train, going down the track. Orphan train, ain't never coming back.
Thank you very much for listening tonight.
You're listening to 88.5 KGNU FM radio. By the way, we'd like to join as members again tonight. Our membership was lapsed, and we felt.
Although I did give a car to NPR.
Yes.
Oh, you did.
He did.
It was painless and wonderful. this is my
highly
commercial.
Recommend it.
It's my commercial. Yeah, they come to your house, and they're very nice, and they take your car. Only if you want them to, though.
During the process of writing this album, Ray, of course, writes really prolifically, and things come to me a little slower. I like to do research, and you know, the song about Tom Horn and Penny Walker, which is a song about a mountain woman up in the Leadfield camps in the early 1900s, looking back over her life. But I like the kind of stories songs. But what gave me a lot of comfort on my dad's death was reading a lot of Emily Dickinson poetry. And this song came from, just a bunch of her poems and some of my lines and kind of all mixed together. And it's called Tender Majesty. There's a certain slant of light on a winter's afternoon, and when it comes, the landscape listens, shadows hold their breath. Saddest sound, the sweetest sound,
the maddest sound that grows.
Make it in the spring at night's delicious close, and it makes us think of what we
makes
have.
Us think of what
and
we
what
have.
Can be no more.
What can be no
we
more.
We almost wish those feathered souls
would go and sing.
This is my letter to the world
that never wrote to me.
The simple truth that nature told was
tender majesty. There's a certain slant of light on a winter's afternoon. When it comes, the landscape listens, shadows hold their breath. And it makes us think of what we have.
Makes us think of what we
and
have.
What can be no more.
What can be no
we
more.
We almost wish those feathered souls would go and sing no more.
Would go and sing.
Listening to The Strange Birds on KGNU Cabaret. And having two songwriters with kind of two different styles, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's when we finally embraced our duo status, it came together for us. We tried to be a band for a while, and the guys were great, and it's so hard to make any money, first of all. And then just the organizational factor of it all, and just the,
plus we sleep cheaper in a hotel together too.
Yeah, expenses are less when there's two, and they're friendly, so it's
great.
It's a good thing. It helped define us. So.
No, definitely.
Our blue collar folk.
Yeah.
I like that, blue collar folk.
Yeah.
So you write your own songs.
Yep.
And one of the songs I noticed on your album, the new album. Devils and Desires is a song about Emily Dickinson's last wish.
Yeah, yeah.
Without giving too much away of the song, can you tell us
sure.
What inspired you to write that?
I can. My dad passed, and I'd been, like I said, I've been reading a lot of her poetry, and then I started reading a lot just about her. And when she died, before she died, she had specific wishes that were really controversial for the times. She did not want to be dressed in black. Her last 27 years of life, she wore a white dress every day. She also was shut herself off from society, so she never left the grounds of her home or her house, really. And then after she died, they found all her poems. But she wanted to be dressed in black. She didn't want a funeral procession. She wanted to be dressed in white, not in black, and didn't want to have a funeral or a procession, and she wanted to be taken out the back door, which in those days were only for those certain types, and then taken through the barn and carried up the hill by the four Irishmen who worked on her parents' farm to be buried between her parents, and it was just scandalous, and I just thought that was really awesome. She was kind of born before her time, and she was really in herself and knew what she wanted,
I can't wait to hear it. Let's talk a little bit about the new album. And when did it come out? When did you release it?
May 15th was the official release date. We had a big party up at Shine and sold the place out and had a great old time. Court McCumber opened for us. He was one of the producers on the album. He and his partner, James Morse, they tour all over the country and world as Morse and McCumber. And they've done a bunch of these cabaret shows. I'm sure people have heard them or heard of them. And
well, what was it like to have them as producers?
Oh, they were wonderful.
And this was your first time with them?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we've always written our material, and then because we own our studio, we work with Airshow, with David Glasser always, and James Tuttle has helped us with some of the mixing, but David's always mastered. But this time we just thought, you know, we wanted to just up it up a little notch, and it really did help. We met with them, sang all the songs to them, and they had certain ideas and thoughts. And
did a little arranging, rearranging here and there, and they saw different things in the music, which is fun to have a different perspective on your stuff. They know us well, and they gave us good stuff to go by. I think we kept 99% of their ideas.
Yeah, and they've kind of taken us, pardon the pun, but they've kind of taken us under their wing, you know, and so all these Folk Alliance conferences, they've really helped us get, you know, people to come see us, and they're just really talented. And, it's MOORS and McCumber, MCCUMBER.com. Check them out.
Court's playing up at the Julian tonight, actually, right now until 9:30.
Wait till you're done listening to us and then go hear him.
So you're saying you have a recording studio in your
The living room is a big 40-foot-long room, and it's got a drum set and a Hammond and a Leslie and a stand-up grand piano, and we have an isolation booth, and we just,
I love
to paint with sound. Yeah, our couch is on wheels, and we
move you recorded it right there then?
Yeah. Actually, the sweet spot for us was in the kitchen right in front of this glass window. It kind of just felt best, and so we rigged the house up. You know, you design the studio for all this, like, insulation and all this stuff, and then you end up, we played it, you know, we recorded it without headphones. We did everything live and just, hearing ourselves in the room facing each other, and it's come to be our way of recording this music particularly.
And then we had the pleasure of having Court join us on a few songs with either bazooki or fiddle or
Glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel, yeah. I have a just instrumental, piano instrumental on the album called Owen Woods. Also a tribute to my dad, and he plays cello on that. It's really beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don Conoscenti also did some sweet playing on it. And
the Weisenborn.
Don Kahn's a good guy.
He's
from Taos.
Great guy.
Great.
Yeah.
He was just driving home from Colorado and just happened to, you know, we just said, hey, would you mind stopping by? And
sitting in.
Yeah.
Great. All right, well, let's do some more music.
All right, we'll play a little White Dress here.
You want to do that?
Well, we just set up White Dress, so don't want to confuse them. Theater of the mind. It's kind of like a dungeon here. There's like chains and things like that around.
It's
you
just
know,
so full of silliness.
We're painting. We're painting a scene for the people.
No, there's really nice folks here. So this is for goes out to Emily Dickinson, and thanks for listening, KGNU FM Radio 88.5.
Well, the sun is going down, and I'm taking my last breath. Oh, please don't cry for me, and leave me in my white dress. Go tell my brother and everyone in town, I am flying up in heaven with the birds all around. Oh, take me out the back door, walk me through the barn, carry my body up the hill and lay my burden down. Well, I once loved me a preacher, he loved me too. He wouldn't leave her and there was nothing I could do. So I took to my road, all I did was write. Walk me through the barn, carry my body up the hill and lay my burden down. I
too. All going out the back door. I'm going out there too.
We'll go tell my brother.
Go tell my brother.
Everyone in town.
Everyone in town.
I am flying up in heaven with the birds all around.
Oh, take me out the back door. Walk me through the barn. Carry my body up the hill and lay my burden down.
Walk the back
take
door.
Take me out the back door.
Through the barn.
Walk me through the barn.
Going
carry
up
my
back
body
hill.
Up the hill and lay my burden down.
Hey,
lay my burden down.
Yeah,
lay my burden down.
Hey,
lay my burden down.
Well, the sun is going down and I'm taking my last breath.
Please don't cry for me and leave me in my white dress. White dress for Emily. So this next song is a song that I wrote, that we wrote after driving across eastern Colorado to Kansas City and through Kansas and noticing all the farms, that family farms that were now just ghost farms, and so many of them, and in the background these monstrosities, we like to call them. It's interesting how the word rhymes with other stuff, but this song is called "The Dream I Made."
I grew up in Wisconsin, so it was a lot of farms, and I was going back a lot to visit my folks, and you know, you don't see that. Like, it was just stunning driving from Colorado to Kansas City and seeing all the little farms, and some of them looked like they had just been boarded up, and just, we had to do something. So this is called "The Dream I Made."
You can drive all day and drive all night. Won't see a small farm that's got any life. Only these monstrosities that don't care about the birds or the bees. Well, I thought this farm would set me free. Get away from the city and the greed. Then they sued me for the seeds I saved. Another nail in the coffin of the dream I made. Where's the dream I made? Where's the dream I made?
Well, I raised 6 kids on this farm, and I worked these fields with them in my arms.
Now they've all left for the city lights. Another sun goes down on a farmer's life. Where's the dream I made? 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 Tried to save the farms. He got tangled up in the taxman's arms. They'll knock you down, they'll break your back, just to get their brand in your grocery sack. You can drive all day and drive all night.
Drive all day and drive all night.
You won't see a small farm that's got any light.
Drive all day and drive all night.
Only these monstrosities they don't care about the birds or the bees. Where's the dream I made? Where's the dream I made? Where's the dream I made? Where's the dream I made?
Thanks, guys. I'm tune back up quick. This is a song that, the song speaks for itself. It's a tongue-in-cheek sort of remorseful song about where have all the hippies gone. Now we know most of them are in Netherlands, and there's some in Jamestown for sure.
And then Ward.
Then there's the Wardos, they tell us. It's a new genetic breed up in Ward, the Wardos. And so it has something to do with old cars and what they leak or something like that.
Did you mention Jamestown too?
I did, yes.
Yeah, of course.
There's some in Jamestown.
Hi,
lots
Jamestown.
In Jamestown. What are you kidding? But this little song about hippies. Where have all the hippies gone? Hiding on the inside. Where have all the hippies gone? Long hair by the wayside. In an effort to fit in, you went and shaved your chin, gave away your blue jeans and t-shirts to the kids, mow the lawn on Saturday. Where have all the hippies gone? You're looking like your father. Where have all the hippies gone? I thought we'd go farther in an effort to fit in. Gained a taste for gin and tennis at the club. It was so hard to get in. Mow the lawn on Saturday. To fit in, gained a taste for gin, tennis at the club. It was so hard to get in an effort to fit in. You went and shaved your chin, gave away your blue jeans and t-shirts to the kids, mow the lawn on Saturday. Mow the lawn on Saturday. Mow the lawn on Saturday. Where have all the hippies gone? Where have all the hippies gone? Where have they gone?
wonderful lyrics. My goodness.
Thanks.
That's fun. That is fun.
So the story behind that, I just have to tell it really quick. We were on an East Coast tour, and Ray was in a band, Flying Island, out of New York City for a number of years ago. And a friend of his who was in the band and who's known, or another band, we were all going to go out in the Sound on this boat, and we called it and said, hey, come on, we're going. And he said, no, I can't come because I have to mow the lawn.
And automatically, that. What
and
else do you
about
think?
A day later, that song came out of it.
But my friends at Havlons tell me that that's really the only day to do it. That's the best day. So well, what are you going to do?
It's just the hum of the neighborhood. And everybody
right,
does
right.
it.
I haven't seen someone in 30 years.
Little Briggs and Stratton on your Saturday. What are you going to do?
There you go. Well, I want to first thank the engineers, Jake and George, behind the bulletproof glass over here. Yeah, and they're very helpful every once in a while. I wanted to also mention, stay tuned for Corriente coming up at 8 o'clock here on KGNU. And I also wanted to mention again that they can find out more about you guys at strangebird.com.
Yes, strangebirds.
Birds.
With a Y.
Strange is strangebyrds, all one word, .com.
And you got shows coming up in Niwot. But the one in Niwot, you start at 5?
Yeah, we open for Mojo Mama at the Rockin' Rails.
Yeah, that's a fun, big outdoor event. Lots of fun.
Oh, it's a great place. Beer. Good food. And speaking of, Upslope Brewing then on Friday?
That'll be in September. Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry, I jumped to September.
Yeah, I'm actually heading out of town for a couple of weeks, so I'll be back, and then we'll hit the ground running.
Definitely, because it looks like you're going Upslope, then Rosalie's Pizzeria, and then Broomfield, Aloft.
The A-Loft in Broomfield.
A-Loft, yeah.
FAC, yeah.
Yeah. And then you're off to Austin.
And then we're off to Austin.
Okay.
That's right.
So I see we've got, what do you think, how much more time? You squeeze in a couple of songs?
Sure. We can
try. We can. Yeah. How about we do one off the Strange Birds? Want to do When I Arrive or something like that? Something kind of fun?
Sure.
This is a song that I wrote for a friend of mine, Chris McMillan, who died a number of years back, but he at 62 he had never filed a tax return his whole life, and made it out alive. Well,
we're not condoning that on the radio, so don't get any ideas. But he
was a real character, and so I kind of took a little piece of him, a little piece of me, and I wrote this. This is called When I Arrive. When I arrive, is anybody gonna be there when I arrive? If anybody's gonna be there, he'll be looking up at me with an angry stare. Yeah, is anybody gonna be there when I arrive? When I've been told that I should go to hell, a couple of girls said I would burn very well. There it could be pretty swell, yeah. Is anybody gonna be there when I arrive? Is anybody gonna be there when I arrive? The other way, I said, oh Lord, if I went the other way, yeah. If I went the other way, the gates would be locked up.
there'll be nothing I can say. Is anybody gonna be there when I ride? Is anybody gonna be there when I ride? If anybody's gonna be there, he'll be looking up at me with an angry stare, yeah. Is anybody gonna be there when I ride? Is anybody gonna be there when I arrive? Is anybody gonna be there when I arrive? Oh Lord, anybody gonna be there when I arrive?
Thank you, KG and you. It's been so much fun to be here.
We got time for one more?
You think?
Yeah.
Why don't we take it out with Kim Rowland?
Sure, I guess we'll keep rocking. It's getting ready for Thursday night.
Yeah.
We definitely are folkies with a bunch of rock and roll in our soul.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
A little blue collar folk rock.
Right on. And you've been listening to The Strange Birds, Carrie Minor and Ray Smith.
This is another song off our Migration album called Keem Rollin'.
I started thinking, it occurred to me, something wrong with the life we lead. We have a lot of fun and we let it bleed, but we don't always make just what we need. You water and water after you plant the seed. It takes a long time to grow a big weed. Oh yeah. Not every place is nice like this. Sometimes there's a few things we miss, like sound and lights, people like you, place to plug in and take off my shoes, someone to pay you at the end of the night. That's when you know everything's alright. We came rolling down the road, now we're rocking, about to explode. We came here to take you for a ride. We'll play for food and rock most every night.
Make some dinner.
Town is cool. Went to the thrift store, played some pool at the bar where we're going right after the show to do some shots, let it go. Spend all the money that we made here tonight. I guess we're even and everything's alright. We came rolling down the road, now we're rocking, about to explode. We came here to take you for a ride. We'll play for food, rock most every night. Came rolling down the road, now we're rocking, about to explode. We came here to take you for a ride. We'll play for food, rock most every night. We'll play for food, rock most every night.
Oh yeah. Thanks a lot, y'all.
You are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. Up next is Corriente.
It's airing every Saturday night at 10 p.m. on CPT.
Okay.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Now Playing, Colorado's own television series airing every Saturday night at 10 p.m. on CPT Channel 12. Now Playing brings the sounds of Colorado's musicians to you and explores the creative community, beer, cuisine, stories, and arts that inspire their songs and live performances. More information can be found at nowplayinglive.org or by watching Now Playing Saturday nights at 10 p.m. on Channel 12. Now Playing is a Denver Film Company production.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen and women, boys and girls, vatos y vatas, locos y locos, get ready to pachanguear. It's time for KGNU's Corriente, Música Latina desde el pasado hasta el presente. I'm Liito, el loco del barrio Pocho, hosting for you Pocho style, entrándole y saliendo por el otro side de las linguistic barreras on the Carissimon que sí, unlimited edition of Corriente on KGNU, where there's always más news y música for you. Here's el mero padrinote de la pachucada Pocho, Lalo Guerrero, to start things out in English.
Jobs ain't easy to find, and they're harder to hold. Especially if you've just crossed the border, looking for gold. Black shoes and black pants, white shirt and bow tie, looking for work every day. Next thing you know, you'll be bussing tables in some cafe in L.A. Mexican mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be bus boys. Don't let them pick lettuce and them other crops. Let them be doctors or lawyers or cops. Ooh, Mexican mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be busboys. They'll never progress, and the old INS will catch up with them every time. Busboys don't like immigration, 'cause they discriminate. Millions of Asians from far eastern nations migrate. Miami's a Ghana, as little Havana. The Cubans have come there to stay. But if one poor little Mexican crosses the border, they throw him back right away. So Mexican mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be busboys. Don't let them quit school, keep them hitting them books. Let them be clerks, politicians, or crooks. I mean cooks. Mexican mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be busboys. They'll never